Welcome to First Kiss and Other Cautionary Tales, a podcast where you can hear essays on the quirkiness of life, consider ideas about the craft of writing, and listen to book and movie reviews. This podcast is about how watching Pixar, Indiana Jones, and Seinfeld can unstick a stuck story. An idea for a great character drops into your mind. Then you compose what you believe to be a magnificent first sentence. 2 hours before Simon's life took a nightmarish turn for the worse, he stood in his grimy bathroom under the dim light of a single light bulb, hacking away at his shaggy brown hair with his ex-wife's dull garden shears. As you write that last word of that sentence, you feel triumphant. In fact, you're so bold as to say the word brilliant out loud. You spend the next few days, months, or maybe years finishing your first draft. Later, when you read your manuscript in its entirety, with a sinking heart, you realize that your opus is more blah than brilliant. You can't pinpoint the problem. Could it be the circuitous plot, droopy narrative tension, clunky dialogue, wonky flow, flat tone, loathsome main character, or perhaps the limp ending? Your brain is fried. All you know is that your story is not the great American novel you had envisioned. You feel stuck, sad, and too embarrassed to get input from a trusted colleague. No worries. Give your muddled mind a break. Unstick your story by using the Pixar Indiana Jones Seinfeld technique. With any creative endeavor, when you're blocked, the best strategy to use is to lighten up, loosen up, and let your brain breathe. I know that lungs are the body parts that accomplish the breathing, but I love the oxymoronic image of a brain breathing. Watch how the Pixar folks handle storytelling. Check out a clip from Indiana Jones that portrays how to gain empathy for a character. Listen to Seinfeld's thoughts on structure and timing. For an added boost, read Lisa Kron's Wired for Story. This process will cheer you, clear your brain, and reorient perspective on your work. Best of all, watching the clips and reading the book entails little effort and no risk. As simplistic as this seems, the process opens my eyes to the problem areas in my manuscript. Here's some information about each clip. The Pixar video discusses the spine of a story. Watching the description of simple story elements will help you think about your own story structure. Check out the link in my blog. Pixar also gives 22 suggestions about storytelling. See if any apply to your manuscript. The link is in my blog. If your issue is an unsympathetic character, use the save the cat method for engaging a reader or viewer. Create a scene that leads your audience to believe that even though your character is flawed, he or she is a good person who deserves their empathy. Check out examples of this via the link in my blog. If your problem is pacing, story structure, or timing, watch Seinfeld talk about how he writes a joke. He walks the viewer through his process, touching on each of those elements of writing. The link's in my blog. Want to delve into the topic more deeply? Lisa Kron's book, Wired for Story, discusses what the brain craves from every tale it encounters, and what fuels the success of any great story, and what keeps the reader transfixed. So, when your brilliant idea devolves into a blah manuscript, give your brain a sabbatical. Watch these clips, read the book, then chill as you wait for a new perspective to reveal itself to you. Bottom line, I bet you get unstuck.